KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have dense fog here in Atlantic. Fog is starting to dissipate a little bit. We look for that patchy fog to dissipate this morning and for skies to be sunny to partly sunny today, a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, saying it's getting near the time for him to retire and enjoy other activities in life, especially spending time with his grandchildren. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring Monday evening told the Parks and Rec Board that it's time to start looking for someone to succeed him.
And I'm very proud of all the things that we've accomplished, and yet there's a lot more to do, and we should feel very proud of where we were and where we've come to. And yet I want that to continue, and when I took this position, I committed to 5 years. We need to talk about a succession plan because I want that to continue, and I will fulfill my 5 years, but I'm not getting any younger, and there's things that I want to do also, but I also want to be able to, in good conscience, leave the department with a plan and also looking down the road with good leadership and those kinds of things.
Herring has less than 2 years remaining on his five-year commitment. He's spoken with Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and City Administrator Doug Harris about the possibility of hiring a full-time assistant to work alongside him and learn the ropes.
They can work alongside me to work on the operations part of it, to see how we do things that way and planning and those kinds of things. And then also to potentially, over the course of the next year and a half and that, to free up some time for me to do the things that I haven't been able to do that would even further enhance the Parks Department, and that is to really spend time at grant writing.
Herring said he has a person in mind for the position, but it would be premature to announce anything at this time. He said he'd like to have someone in place later this winter or early next spring. The person hired will be responsible for some of the labor-intensive parts of the job, as well as learning the administrative aspects. Mayor Dave Jones says he backs Herring's request for an assistant.
Probably not a spring chicken. He thinks he is sometimes, but he really doesn't. Same boat I am. You do a lot of things, and often you don't move quite as fast in the next couple, 3 or 4 weeks. But what I don't want to happen is, like we had before, a new parks director, here's the key to the tractor, you're on your own, you know, and that's, we've come a long way, and my thinking is we get somebody coming in and working, see how things work, and Roger sits back into the administrative parts.
He said he'll meet next week with the city's personnel and finance committee to discuss funding for the position. Well, arraignment is set for next Monday, September 22nd, in the case of an Atlantic woman facing a multitude of charges in connection with a scheme to make her 5-year-old daughter appear to be sick with cancer and solicit money for treatment never rendered. 30-year-old Letha Case Lawson is charged with one count of drug distribution to a person under the age of 18, 2 counts of child endangerment causing bodily injury, 2 counts of administering harmful substances, 2 counts of assault while committing a felony, 2 counts of domestic abuse, and 10 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, along with 1 count of theft in the first degree. Online court records say the alleged offenses date back to September of 2013. In an arraignment hearing, the defendant will hear the formal charges against them and enter a plea in response. Slauson's pretrial conference is still set for October 13th, while her trial is slated to begin November 12th. That is, unless she pleads guilty to the charges, in which case a sentencing date would be set. Sheriff's officials in Cass County say a truck driver from Nebraska was cited following an accident Saturday morning southwest of Atlantic. 33-year-old Tommy Joe Mannheim from Bellevue, Nebraska, was cited for failure to maintain control after the 2011 Freightliner straight truck he was driving went out of control on eastbound Highway 6 near Lansing Road. The truck overturned onto the roadway during the crash, which happened around 9:20 a.m. Saturday. No injuries were reported. Damage was estimated at $7,000. And the driver of a speeding car that struck another vehicle Monday afternoon in Red Oak was later cited for operating a motor vehicle without a driver's license. According to Red Oak police, the accident happened at around 3:40 p.m. at the corner of 5th and Elm Streets in Red Oak. An investigation determined a Plymouth Neon driven by Wilmer Ramos of Red Oak was traveling east on Elm Street and collided with a southbound 2004 Pontiac Grand Am driven by Cheryl Franzen of Red Oak. Franzen told officers the other vehicle had been speeding through the intersection when it hit her car. After the collision, the Neon spun around and was facing westbound. Witnesses told police they saw four Hispanic males in the vehicle. At least two of them switched seats, and a new driver took control before the vehicle took off. The car was later located at 108 West Walnut Street in Red Oak. The persons in the vehicle admitted to police they had switched to drivers after the accident. Both of the individuals received citations for driving without a license. Damage from the crash amounted to more than $11,000. There were no injuries reported. In our funeral announcements, Phyllis Jones, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Phyllis Jones will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Larry Ratliff, age 67, of Stewart, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Larry Ratliff will be today at 1 o'clock at the South Oak Grove Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Christian Silva, age 15, of Creston, died Thursday. Funeral services for Christian Silva will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Rick Bocamp, age 50, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rick Bocamp will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorena Reisgard, age 54, and Ronnie Reisgard, age 61, both of Exira, died September the 8th and September 12th, respectively, at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Joint funeral services for Lorena and Ronnie Reisgard will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday. Services for Leona Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlene Sani, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Charlene Sani will be Friday at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lois May Drake, age 90, of Stewart, died September 9th. A celebration of life service for Lois Drake will be held September 28th at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.